AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's military reporting an attack on a train transporting Russian cruise missiles through Crimea. No independent verification yet. Meantime, China's president is in Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin welcoming Xi Jinping's proposals for a political settlement with Ukraine. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken says,
"The world should not be fooled by any tactical move by Russia, supported by China or any other country, to freeze the war on its own terms."
A New York lawyer who could be a final witness in the hush money investigation against Donald Trump says he brought documents to discredit the prosecution's star witness.
Attorney Robert Costello, an ally of Donald Trump, who counseled Trump fixer Michael Cohen after an FBI raid in 2018, says Cohen is not to be believed when he testified about hush money payments he said he made to women on behalf of Donald Trump.
He's totally unreliable.
Costello says he brought pages of documentation to be shown to the grand jury.
Out of 321 emails, they cherry-picked six.
Costello's appearance is an indication prosecutors are moving to wrap up the case. Donald Trump called on his supporters to protest. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Other Trump legal developments, his lawyers attacking a Georgia special grand jury and prosecutors who investigated his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. In a court filing, they assert conflict of interest, a lack of clarity to the law, and inconsistent applications of basic constitutional protections for those brought before the grand jury. And a federal judge has rejected Trump's effort to keep key evidence out of a civil rape trial involving quarter-century-old rape allegations by a former magazine columnist. President Biden has signed legislation nullifying the recent overhaul of the District of Columbia's criminal code. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hailing the move, calling the code soft on crime. This is AP News. Freedom for an American aid worker kidnapped in West Africa. President Biden.
Jeff Woodkey has been released after spending 6 years hostage in a terrorist group in West Africa. Assumed the retirement of his wife and family, and will continue our work to bring home all Americans held hostage or unjustly detained.
Sagar Magani has details.
In 2016, gunmen took Jeffrey Woodkey from his home in Niger, where he'd been doing humanitarian aid work for more than 30 years. Officials believe Woodkey was moved over the years into Mali and Burkina Faso. While the administration's thanking Niger's government for helping free Woodkey, a senior official would not say exactly what led to the release or where Woodkey is now, but that there was no ransom paid nor any concession to Woodkey's captors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.